Try this: discovering our tendencies to fix and finding the vulnerability underneath. Think about a time when someone you cared about was in distress and you felt the person's pain. Perhaps you felt their distress so much it felt nearly unbearable. Did you offer them solutions? Tell them how you solved a similar problem or what they need to do to solve their problem? If so, what effect did it have on them? And perhaps you notice that in spite of your good intentions, it may have felt bad for this person that you care about. So let's explore what's underneath this very human desire to fix. Perhaps considering, why do I want to fix them? Do they need to be fixed? What is happening inside of me? Is there something that is making me feel more vulnerable than I like? Is there something I'm afraid of? Remembering it's normal to have fears and to feel vulnerable, but it isn't always comfortable. Can you stay with your discomfort a bit longer? And then, without needing to throw yourself away and become someone different, can you meet the person you are now, fears and all, and begin to explore what would help you right now by offering yourself kindness? See if there's something you can do to reassure yourself right now. And if you're having trouble figuring out what that might be, you might consider what you would say to a friend who had the same fear or was feeling vulnerable. How would you reassure your friend? Can you say the same things to yourself right now? Offer yourself your own kind words of comfort, of reassurance, of encouragement. Stay with it for as long as you need. And if you find your own physiology has eased a bit, you might turn your attention toward your partner and consider, what would happen if I spoke to my partner out of love rather than fear? What might I say? How might that be for me? And for my partner? And what impact is it likely to have on our relationship? And please remember to take a moment and thank yourself for showing up, for looking deeply, for finding a new way.